It's a
multi Thursdays.
I thought it should be sitting on that focus here.
Yeah, and I did because you know that sometimes being Mavato and taking time for something else could be appealing. So first of all, I hope this pain is man if you tell me as you can hear from my voice I can use it a little pain as man. But that's our job. Our job is to give our whole nefesh to the Talmidim until we collapse. I think I'm ready to collapse. So we should use that pain as man well. There's another idea of Bitulas that came with. The other idea of Bitulas that came with me is, thank you very much. Is that sometimes we need to do things that are, for lack of a better term, are chizuk, and because we get that chizuk in the end, that gives us going to go on. So at the last night, I enjoyed Benny singing so much. So I, while I was supposed to be preparing the halacha from the daily daf, it was one in the morning. So I said, you know what, I'll prepare with some music in the background. Usually I listen to music in the background and I am able to concentrate. But loved the character of Talmidim so much that I wasn't able to concentrate. So I'm now behind in the daf yomi, spinning. But I put it on Wayu Torah. For ourselves, that's if there's a time that the person feels that he wants a sense of chizuk of times that were special together in Eretz Yisrael. So, I'll meet them in the States. They've told me they've gotten a kick and put it up to listen and to feel like they dance with us a little in some way. So it's important if someone wants, feels that in the long summer month. Long winter months. He feels that he wants a little bit of chizum. You know, Hasidim tell a beautiful story. They say that one time there was a beautiful tish. and they were singing together. And someone came in and said, what time is my. Oh, and the tish was beautiful. And then after the beautiful, as it was going on, they say the cold Russian night began to change, and all the snow on the ground began to melt, and beautiful flowers grew, beautiful trees, and there was animals running in the pasture, and someone came in and said, well, I'm having a night, and then everything came back to cold. That's the story Chassidim says. So it's a time that a person needs to be Moshe Chabad as well. Today's Hashem, today's Sugya on Chafav in the days. Sugya of Mahadim is a beautiful, beautiful Sugya. We leave off with things that I don't understand and things that we do understand. Today's Hashem. Kumar tells us on Chafav on the days, Chafav is just kind of the name of Shubay's Sugya. And Mahadim never called out of the Ahav. And Mahadim, you know Mahadim, the Shah and Yomir, the Misha, Mahadim, Shnonim, you can't wait to focus for Holei. He's still a Lomir. Please get a good morning, everyone. It's whether you go down or whether you go up. How does Rashi explain how the subject is Mahadrin? That Rashi explain the Mahadrin after a mitzvah. Someone's Mahadrin after a mitzvah. I made Yovin yesterday when he spoke about Marav. That definition, here Rashi doesn't use the definition of given mitzvah. There are two ways you could translate the word mahader. One means the Aramaic word, lachzor, to go after mitzvahs. The other way of understanding mahader is where we're in mitzvah. Ha'ara number one, yesh la'ayin number one, is why did Rashi describe mahadrin in terms of lahader, lachzor, after mitzvahs. Now maybe in the oven again, it fits in beautifully to the ma'aral that we spoke about yesterday, that your chozer, and light again and again. You light on the one, you light on the two, you light on the three. Okay. Mahadrin after mitzvahs also nerechad the whole lila kolechad echad the b'nei abayis. So that's mahadrin. So Rashi says that it means that it's on every night from the b'nei abayis. Mahadrin, mina mahadrin, you change, either you go up or you go down. We'll immediately focus on the well-known machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos the Ramaslan Amadim and Amadim says, Lirulubi, Beishamim Bissel Lokaimi Ela Nereshu Beiso. This Mahadrim and Mahadrim is not building off of the first Mahadrim. One way of understanding Mahadrim and Mahadrim is that Mahadrim says that you go to the amount of people. So every night, if you have Mahadrim, so there are 8 candles in the house, you light them every night, 8 candles. So what is Mahadrim and Mahadrim? So Moses is Mechadish, and Mahadrim and Mahadrim is that Mahadrim and Mahadrim is not building off of the first Mahadrim. Mahadrim and Mahadrim means that you start a new cheshbon, and that is, you correspond to the amount of nights that it is. So let's see then. Inside near the reed, Beishamay Beisel Lo Kaimi, Ela Anerishu Beisel, Shekem Yesh Yose Hidr, Tikre Ikoi Hekera, Kishemosef Ola. O Michsar, Shu Kenegid Yom HaNechnos Mal Yotzim, Avo, Im Osa Ner Lekol Echad, Afil Yosef, Mikan Veilach, Leke Ikera. Taisa says that if you're going to say that Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means that you build off of the first Hidr, then what will emerge will be a big problem. What will emerge will be that, you know, if you have the first night, there are 8 people in that, there are, let's say, 10 people in the house. That's going to be Rambam's example. Thank you. Rambam's average house had 10 people, huh? So if you have 10 people in the house, so then in such a case, on the second night, how many candles are you going to have? Well, you have 20 candles. So that, the Rambam says, is not going to be a hecker. There's not going to be a hecker. So then in such a case, it can't be that the Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin, is building off of the Mahadrin. However, as you know, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam has a different Mahalach than the Tosos. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Remind me for the halacha section today, always before mincha we have halacha, so remind me in the halacha section today we'll discuss the shitas Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa. But let's now take a look at the Rambam. Perek Dal halacha aleph, kama neiros hu madrig b'chanukah, mitzvah says she had kol bayis u'bayis madrig nerecha. So the first mahadrim is that everybody agrees is that you light the amount of people in the house. Here again, how does the Rambam describe mahadrim, min ha-mahadrim? How does he describe it? Mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It's interesting. How does the Gemara describe, what's the source of Hidr Mitzvah? Anybody know? Zekei Vavelu. Gemara in Kufla, Megillah, and Beis and Shabbos. Tarshin is a possible. Zekei Vavelu. It's not the fun of mitzvahs. Halas not. The chule. So it's interesting. This expression of Hidr Mitzvah is neither the expression used by the Rambam, nor, we pointed out beforehand, used by Rashi. The Rambam used the expression Mitzvah min ha-mufcher. Okay, so there seems to be, at least the simple reading of the Gemara, the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, yet the Rambam doesn't use that exact expression. Neither does Rashi. Rashi turns the word Mahadrin into the Aramaic word, Lahader, to go after, Lachzor Achar Mitzvahs. What does the Rambam say is ultimately the mitzvah min ha-mufcher? Madlik ner l'kol echad, b'layla rishon imos v'holach, b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. Keitzad, harei shoyu achi b'esa ha'ayis ha-sara, b'layla rishon madlik ha-sara neros. U'b'lel sheni esrim. So Rambam, for some reason, is not concerned with Tosis's problem. And the Rambam says, at the end of the day, Mahadrin min ha-mahadrin is both. That you take, you have Mahadrin, building off of the first Mahadrin. In contrast to Shita of Tosos, Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin is not building off of the first Mahadrin. Does everybody follow that formulation? Is that formulation clear to everybody? Again, should I say it one more time? According to Tosos, Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin means that on the first night you light 1 candle, second night you light 2 candles. In contrast to Shita of the Rambam, what it means is that you have Mahadrin means that you correspond to the people in the house. Mahadrin min ha-mahadrin means that you multiply it based on the night. For Tosfos, there's no multiplication. Tosfos' concern is leka akera, that there isn't going to be a hacker.
So But what's Tosos using? How does he translate Mahajan?
So Tosos understands this is even a greater hiddur. To either go Poches Vaholich or the other direction, Malam Bekodesh, but that's Mahadran Min HaMahadran. Why did Tosfos understand that that's Mahadran Min HaMahadran and the Anshei HaBayis is Mahadran? That's a very good question. I don't have a good answer. If the Talmidim do have a good answer, I'd love to hear it afterwards. Yes, Yoni?
I just want to rephrase that question. You're saying that Mahadran, according to Tosfos, is the same as Mahadran Min
HaMahadran? No. Mahadran, according to Tosfos, means that it corresponds to the member in the house. Min HaMahadran is you correspond to the night. But they're not exactly. They have no connection. You shouldn't do notices when you read Pshat Tosas. That's 1 plus 1 over here, or 10 times 2, however you want to say it. But that's what emerges according to Tosas. What is the Omek in Tosas? So as much as I've done the sugya, I told the guys that we've done the sugya quite a few times, but still there's always something that you don't understand. The Omek of Tosas I don't have. I'm not saying Shira Tosas. I don't understand Tosas. You'll say Shira Tosas, Beis Hashem. And then, but you got to bring me. You got to bring me because I don't have the Omek of Tosas. I didn't harv enough. I was too busy partying with the guys. I didn't harv enough. Yes, go ahead, Dov. There's a lot to do, Rabbi Osai. We got to cram a lot in because there's a lot of vacation. A lot of Chanukah vacation. What's up with that? A lot of Chanukah vacation. All you need is one day to recover and that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
From Rama we see that he holds like Beit Hillel, but we see who Tosfot holds like Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai.
Ultimately everybody follows Beit Hillel. That's bring a raya from the cakes and the Varchim. Okay. Very good. We always follow that's not never a sign. We always follow this. Yeah, we don't need any tells. Okay, right. Both. What's really interesting is that both Svardin and Ashkenaz and Ravani gave a fantastic chabura to the Kolel about this. We'll get to the punchline as far as the halacha, but I just want to point out first glance, one might have thought that Sfardin and Ashkenaz and Ravani were confused. This is the Yom Tov of the Rabbana, but it's not the Yom Tov of Purim. In Purim, you would have understood that the Sfardin and Ashkenaz get all confused. But the Chura Sfardin and Ashkenaz are all backwards, right? Why? Because Ashkenaz and do like closer to whom? The Rambam or Tosfos? Rambam. Ashkenaz do closer to Rambam. And Svardin? Tosfos. So it's not true. Everybody's going to be fine. They're not going to be confused. But at first glance, we should point out that it seems to be almost, at first glance, the exact opposite. But that's for 1:10 when everybody is signaling us. Start for Mincha. Okay, now, what's the Yisod over here in the Shita of the Tosas? Now, many of the Mefarshim point out that the Tur and the Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph understand that we follow the opinion of the Rambam with one caveat. And this is with the Briska Rav. There's a beautiful Briska Rav over here. I have to tell you that I don't understand the Briska Rav entirely. I don't understand the Briska Rav entirely. I'll leave off with Tzarchim. I want to hear the Ha'aros of the Talmidim. There are many kashas on this Briska Rav. The kashas I'm not going to discuss too much. It's one thing just in pshat that I'm not sure understand what he's developing. But this is one of the most important yesodos that exist in the yeshiva world, in Hanukkah, and everybody's mechuyif to know it. Briska Rav points out that the Rambam is pretty striking. The Ramah and the Tur in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, say that the halacha is that every one of the Bnei Abayis light their own menorah. This is how the Tur paskins. So, when you make the calculation on the eighth night, there are 80 candles. So, who lit those 80 candles? What's the answer for us Ashkenazim and the Tur that's quoted over here in the Briska Rav? Ulam b'Shulchan Aruch. Take a look about five lines from the bottom, from before Vashay Yira Lomar. Ulam b'Shulchan Aruch Kasev Shamar Amah V'yesham Nikalech M'bnei Abayis Yadim. Each one of B'nei Abayis light. Nira de Mefarish. So what's the Pshat in the Ramah? T'adar Min Nir L'Kalech Perushu Shekol Echa Malik B'fnei Atzmo. Everybody lights by themselves. Now we're going to discuss a third shita, and that is, let's assume Mahadran Min HaMahadran means that you have a candle for all the B'nai Abayis. and the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is built off of the Mahadrin. But who does the lighting? Rabbi Osai, point out to me, according to the Rambam, who does the lighting? One person, more particularly the Baal Bayis, correct. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the meaning of Ashkenazim today, everybody does. Rabbi Osai, I want you to fire away. Whose shita makes more sense? Rambam shita or what Ashkenazim do today? And notice the Rambam shita, the Rambam shita is kemat not followed at all. The Rambam himself then goes on to say, if you look up the Rambam inside, the minhag of many svardim was that the Baal Bayis lights only tonight, the light 2, tomorrow light 3, eighth night 8. And that's the makar for the mechaber, and that's the makar for why svardim today only have one menorah in the house, and why some boys, there are some svardim boys in yeshiva as well who don't light at all, right? That their parents are lighting for them at home. Most don't. Most do or don't. Don't. That's a psak of Chacham Avad Yeshiva. So Rabbi Osai, who makes more sense to you? Which shita makes more sense? The Rambam or the Torah and the Rambam? We're not going to decide with halacha what makes more sense to you, but in order to understand the halacha, you need to ask yourself that question. What seems to make more sense? Yes, Aaron Yosef.
I would think the Rambam.
Why the Rambam?
Because it's all building off each other. Then
okay.
Just the stam way to do it is the Baal Bayis lights one candle. Then going another step, he lights a candle for everybody in the house.
But why can't you have the Bnei Abayis do all of it?
Because he's the one lighting. He's in charge.
He's in charge. What does in charge have to do with this? There's some inyan, and I believe, by the way, I think it probably has to do with Kabbalah and Yonim. There's some inyan, according to the approach of Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, that every single one in the house needs to light. For some reason, my daughters, the Beis Yaakovs here are so front. My daughters don't want to light. I don't understand it. But I'm not gonna force that. So, but really, everybody in the house should light. Hopefully, that's the way they would go. They would go in that direction, not the other direction. So, I don't know. Some mishigas now that the girls. I don't understand that as well. There's a Sam Sofer that says, when I spoke too strong, I said mishigas. There is a makar that people follow, but at the end of the day, I don't understand. At the end of the day, it's one thing if girls didn't go out, but they go out in this. So all santi vocal to the Basmal Pnim, I don't understand Sabbath. But either way, so everyone in the Bnei Abayis is supposed to light, and I believe Alpi Kabbalah probably corresponds to the fact that there is an inyan that each one of the Bnei Abayis should have a nair that's mukhuvan to them. But either way, so how are we going to. What makes more sense? So Rabbi Osai, one of you should have noticed something that's really, really, really strange here. According to the Ramah, how many brachas are made? How many brachas are made according to the Ramah? In a regular house? All depends how many people are, right? Does that sound superfluous to you? Sounds superfluous to me. At the end of the day, there's so many people in the house. And you make all those brachas, I challenge you in Kol HaTorah Kula to find an instance where you make a bracha on a Hidur Mitzvah. Could anybody come up with an example where you make a bracha on a Hidur Mitzvah? This is the answer to a trivia question. As far as I know, it's the only case in Kol HaTorah Kula that you make a bracha on a Hidur. So that in itself, Mila, you don't make a bracha when you go back to Tzitz and Shein Mat. So you're doing a bracha on everything. If you're a regular Mila, you're doing Mila as a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there's a really, so it's something else striking over here. You have a bracha on a hidur mitzvah, halacha l'maisa. So the Rambam, it could very well be, this is Sarachin, we pointed out the Lashon is interesting about Mahadir. The Rambam calls mitzvah min hagufa. Also, big Sarachin is the bracha on the hiddur. You're making a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah, which is almost not heard of.
Can't it just be?
Just a second. So that way itself, the Rambam could have an advantage over the other shittas. The Brisker Rav understands that that's not the reason why the Rambam is cholik. We're going to come back to it, but first we're going to say over the Brisker Rav's approach and understanding what is the shittas HaRambam that says that the halacha is that you light by only having the Baal Bayis light. It could be that's a hefsik and we don't want different people to be making different brachas. Or there could be another explanation. Yes, Aaron Yosef. By the way, I'm going to miss Aaron Yosef very, very much. I hope Ezer Hashem will come back soon. Ezer Hashem. Yeah, go ahead.
It can't just be that, like, the hiddur mitzvah is a minhag.
Hiddur mitzvah is a minhag, that's a bracha on a minhag.
Yeah.
But hiddur mitzvah is hiddur. It's not called minhag. It's called hiddur.
It hasn't just become a minhag.
Being a bracha on a minhag, no one says that. The Rambam, when he discusses a minhag, doesn't say that. If you're talking about bracha on a minhag, yes.
That's why Rashi doesn't say, as he says, machzir, you go after one. It's not
very good.
Adding on to your mitzvah.
Very good. Michal, you're following my drift. Okay, good. We're going to get back to that. What's that?
Most of Farshim say that.
Most of Farshim say what?
Well, they perish it as Mahadir.
So I'm asking why? Can you tell me why?
Well, that it's not just you're like hitters and making it nice. It's that Islam is part of the Iker part. You're changing the Iker part of the mitzvah. This is the best way of doing the goof of mitzvah.
Okay. You're saying, well, I thought you were going actually in a different direction. You're saying, well, I don't disagree. We're gonna follow in something along the lines you said. Yes. Yeah, no, go ahead, Yoni.
Well, why can't we just say that it's not that it's Mahajim and Mahajim, the fact that everyone else wants to live with them.
Right.
It's that everyone wants to be a part of the mitzvah themselves. So they're not being Mahajim, they're not trying to fill Mahajim and Mahajim, they're just trying to fill their own mitzvah.
Okay. So I'll follow your lead, Yoni. Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's photocopied in front of you, in Siman Yud Gimel, says a massive chiddush. Rabbi Akiva Eger says something that did not make its way into the Mishnah Berurah. It's striking. The Chura, if we're talking about Bracha Batalda, and it's Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's a Jewish Rabbi Akiva Eger, one would have expected. Yoni, essentially what you say is what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. You would have expected Rabbi Akiva Eger to make its way into the poskim, but it's not there at all, which only emboldens the direction me and Michal are going to go into. Baruch HaTorah, Yimei Le'imach, Shachon, Yimei Le'imach. Rabbi Akiva Eger says like this. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, listen to this, Rabbi, this is mind-boggling. Do you know that Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that you and I have been making Bracha Levatala year after year, night after night, on Hanukkah? Bracha Levatala. Rabbi Akiva Eger says the only way that the Bnei HaBayis could light after the Baal HaBayis, because the Baal HaBayis, the Kain Nerush Yosef, is that they have mind not to be Yotze. I don't tell my son that they have mind not to be Yotze. Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring it down, doesn't even get honorable mention. And Mishnah Berurah is the king of being Choshesh for all the Shitas. My theory is that the Mishnah Berurah didn't do it because he knew for Dore Doros people were in Choshesh for this Rabbi Akiva Eger, which only makes it, turns the Tzarech Iyun to a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. This is what makes a Sugya Geshmak, because we're going to need to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, not just understand the words on the text, to be able to answer this halachic anomaly. It's mind-boggling. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in Siman Yud Gimel says what Yoni said, that the only way you could make a bracha as one of the Bnei HaBayis is if you have Das Kenegdo. Say, I don't want to have in mind to be Yotzei with my father. He's not the Neri Shubesa. I deny him as a Neri Shubesa. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's what comes out from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Otherwise, it's a Shalom Bracha. Otherwise, Bracha Latal. Obviously, Svardim. There's elegance in the simple Svardic Shitas. They get around all of it. Rabbi Yaakov has no problem. Oshad, three brachas on the first night, two brachas, 2 times 8, 16, year after year after year after year. Amazing. Okay. So we're going to come back, Yoni. It seems to me the Minhag Yisrael is not to follow your approach. Me, Israel's never been that way. And I, for that matter, I don't even tell my children to do that. As my mother says, I do what my mother did. I try not to be more religious or less religious than what my mother did. It's all about maintaining the Shal Shal Asam Asayr. So if some things that my mother didn't know, so I had to go to, you have to go to your Rabbein. But in general, if this was not a rampant minhag in Klal Yisrael, we don't follow this Rabbi Akiva Eger.
So
Omer Darshemin, then the question becomes, so what in the world is going on? The Brisker Rav has another take. The Brisker Rav suggests that the machlokis over here between Rambam and the Ramah is a fascinating chakir by itself, and you'll be able to use this in many, many other situations. And you should go over the Brisker Rav inside. There's no reason for the next three. There's a famous Brisker Rav. Anybody who even makes believe that he's into learning knows this Brisker Rav. So if you go to anybody's house on Hanukkah, that is a standard yeshivish discussion. Whether this Brisker Rav is right is also a big famous discussion, but it's really a classic. It's a very, very important classic. So Brisker Rav says, I'll tell you what the Shita Saram is. So the next 3 days, discuss it when you go to somebody's house. Brisker Rav says like this. He says we could posit the following chakira. Can hider mitzvah be explicated from a ma'isa mitzvah? Can hider mitzvah be removed from a ma'isa mitzvah or not? Is it possible to fulfill hider mitzvah when not doing the ma'isa mitzvah? Think about the average hider mitzvah that you have. You have tefillin, and Rabina says they're kosher, but they're not mehudar. I think you should get a mehudar set of tefillin. So what you're not doing is you do the mitzvah, and then you put on hider. What you do is, when you do the ma'isa mitzvah, you're doing it with the hider. The Brisker Rav claims that the Rambam shita is that you can never have hider mitzvah outside of the ma'isa mitzvah. Hider mitzvah and ma'isa mitzvah always have to be connected. And therefore, the Rambam disagrees with our custom of the Ashkenazim that you're going to have each one of the Bnei HaBayis light, because the moment the Baal HaBayis stops lighting, you already fulfilled Ner Ishu Beiso. If you already finished Ner Ishu Beiso, so then in such a case, mitzvah's done. What do you have left? Hider? You can't do hider outside of Ma'isa Mitzvah. Hider has to be directly connected to the Ma'isa Mitzvah itself. In contrast to the Ramah, the Ramah says that hider mitzvah could be separated from the Ma'isa Mitzvah. And therefore, even if your father already lit, so then in such a case, you could light again as well, leaving aside bracha now, you could fulfill the hider mitzvah by lighting a separate lighting. So there's a fundamental chakira whether hider mitzvah could be explicated from the ma'isa mitzvah. You should go over this in the Brisker Rav inside. You want to see the punchline where he says this idea. You should go over the whole thing from the beginning to the end. First word online is Bidvarav on page 28. Ulefiz and Nira. Now, 15 lines from the top. But Rabosai, go over every word. Ulefiz and Nira. Dezeu gam taimed a ramam hocha. Leini ner chanako. Desvirle da hakol hadlok achas. Dekimen de kol hach milsa de ner le kol echa v'echa huyin shal midr mitzvah. Alkein lo shayich klal lomar shetei hadlok miyuchedes le kol echa v'echa. You can't have each person lighting. Tim Kane, Hanimza da Avloka Shneu Rak Mishum Hidr Bovat. The Hidr is separate. Vihine Fredas Migra Mitzvah. Vize Iyav Sholodasam Rambam. And that can't be done according to the Rambam. Now the Brisker Rav, now this Brabosai could be put in brackets. If you don't, this will even put it as a half Hameven Yavin. But you should know that the Brisker Rav says the Rambam is going to be Lashitasa with the Torah and another Nachlokas. And that is, what happens if a person forgot to do the full mitzvah of Mila? There's a part of the Arla that's called the Tzitzinat Ma'akvin. That if you don't remove that Arla, the child is still an Arel. And then there's another part that's the Tzitzin Shena Ma'akvin, which means that the Mila would be valid, but Chazal, that's actually the Makar in Kufran and Gimel Bebeis, call it a Hider Mitzvah. To remove it. So here, the Gemara says, if they already did the Ma'isa Mitzvah, you don't have to go back for the Hidr. So here this Machlok is between the Rambam and the Tur. What's that case? The Tur says, the Gemara is saying, you don't go back on Shabbos.
And the Rambam says, you never go back. Continues the Briskerov. Ukemo b'tzitzin sheinim and akvin. To lo shayich ben ladas and Rambam did hiddur mitzvah. The Rambam says you never go back. Why? Because hiddur mitzvah can never be removed from the ma'aseh mitzvah. Imrak pirish v'silek yadov. If he removed his yad, mi ikra ma'aseh milah. Hachinami b'ner chanukah. The same thing by ner chanukah, the kavosah. In other words, once you fulfill the core mitzvah, it cannot be explicated from the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's the position of the Rambam. The Tor and the Ramah l'shitasam disagree. They say you have to go back. If a bris was done, Bez Hashem was ochen manish. Oh, we have a kindness bris of today. Oh, wow, beautiful. Ilan White is making a bris today, right? So he's an older Talmud from my days in Hass. He was already done with yeshiva. He already basically finished yeshiva from Hass. We were good friends. So he's making a bris. Manish had a team being osak in the sugya before the bris. That's actually Rebbe giving us a tap on the shoulder, saying everything. Torah is one and shlemus, like we spoke about yesterday. So if when it comes to a bris, you have to take the tzitzin sheinah makfin as well. That's the chatchila. That's the hiddur. But if you forgot, the Rambam says you don't go back. Every once in a while, you know, everybody's always concerned when the mole is still fixing up after the bris. Why is the baby still crying? Everybody has like a little panic, the mole's still. So I always have the Yetzirah to tap him on the back and say, you're going back for the tzitzin sheinah makfin? It's a famous sugya, the tzitzin sheinah makfin. That's the people, you know, in learning, that's the only thing we learn about in Mila, is the tzitzin sheinah makfin. Anyhow, so that's not what they're going back. So when it comes to the halacha is that you go back for the tzitzin, sheinah makfin, according to the Torah and the Ramah. But the Rambam says you... And when the Gemara says you don't go back, that's talking about on Shabbos, because on Shabbos it's in the Siddur Raisa to do Milah. So it's only for the mitzvah. However, the Shita of Rambam is you never go back. Why can't be explicated from the Maaseh Mitzvah? You get Benji attack, I understand. We had a long night last night. Now, next step. Rebosha, I want to share with you something really exciting. Maaseh Shehayah. They brought to Reb Chaim, it's well known, the Briskers have a lot of hakpadas. In general, they have a lot of hakpadas. As long as you have hakpadas to do mitzvahs right now, hakpadas on others, then you're fine. Some Briskers, unfortunately, start having hakpadas on others. That's very dangerous. So, it's well known that the Briskers are very, very makpid on many things in the Dala Minim. So they try to take different esrogim. Story comes that they once came to Reb Chaim, and they had two esrogim. And one was a beautiful esrog, but it was a suffix whether it was Morkov. It's a big shaila, a big problem today, because at the turn of the century, they were markiv, many esrogim. That means they grafted and makes it possible in a Torah. So it was a beautiful esrog, but Reb Chaim wasn't assured about its kashrus. And there was, that it wasn't Morkov, but it was beautiful. It physically looked beautiful. They just weren't sure whether it was a lemon, its father was a lemon or not. And there was another esrog whose was for sure, its parents were for sure esrogim, but the suffix was whether it was Mahudar or not. So the Briskerov turned to, I like to dramatize and say, Rav Shimon Shkop, Rav Naftali Trot, Rav Zalman Meltzer, and he turned to them and he said, which esrog should I make the brach on? So the Talmidim were conservative. They said, don't hedge your bets. Go with, make a bracha on the one that's for sure kosher. And even though it's not so mehudar, and then afterwards take the mehudar. Reb Chaim said, wrong. He said, first, let's make a bracha on the one that's the mehudar and the safek. Because if you're going to make the bracha on the vadai kosher, then you won't be for sure be yotzei the mitzvah of hiddur. So just have two very close to each other. Make the bracha, shake the one that's mehudar and safek kosher, and immediately pick up the other one without a hafzik. Why? Because if you yotzei the actual mitzvah, so then you lost the hiddur mitzvah. So this is the Briskerov taking his father's yisod with the ma'aseh shehayah, with the esrog, and plugging it into the machlokis Rambam too. So that might be another advantage for the svardim. That is, who says that you can explicate the ma'aseh mitzvah from the hiddur mitzvah? The Briskerov then goes on to show something else. And the truth is, here, Rabbi will say, here's my tzarachin on the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav then goes on to answer our two questions in the Lashon of Rashi and the Lashon of the Rambam. We pointed out that our Gemara, both according to Rashi and the Rambam, of Mahadrin, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, is not using the regular rules of Hidur Mitzvah. And not using a regular expression, let's start off with Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. So Brisker Rav in his conclusion points out that Neros Chanukah is not standard Hidur Mitzvah. And what's the proof? The proof, Rabosai, is the expense. The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Tes on the Beis tells us Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish, that a person is mechuyev to spend only more than a third on Hidur Mitzvah. If you have more than $30, and let's say a kosher esrog costs $30, you're supposed to spend another third on an esrog to get it mehudr. So what's the max for a hidr? So that's a machlok is there in the Gemara, milagav milavar, v'amevin yovin. But let's assume you take their easier math. My parents are great at math, so I rebelled, I can't stand it. So every child needs to rebel on some level, right? So let's say they take the easy math. There's more complicated math than that, Gemara. And the easy math is to say that a third more would be 40. Take a third of the 30, and that's 10, so that's 40. Okay, that's the max for Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, Rabosai, good? So far, so good? Now, it's interesting. Does Neros Chanukah follow those rules? What's that? Oh, very good. So that the Gemara says that you even have to sell your begad. But even more basic than that, Oren. More basic. Rabosai, Neros Chanukah doesn't make any sense. The case of 10 people in a house on the 8th night is 80 times the actual mitzvah. And by the way, for Kolo guys here in Eretz Yisrael, who get 2,000 shekel a month from the Kolo, that is a big chunk of their month's salary. 80 times the actual mitzvah. 80 times the actual mitzvah. It breaks all rules of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is not shlish. So one third would be that you should light 1 1/3 of a candle. That would be Hidur Mitzvah. Max would be 1 1/3. On the Rambam's case, it's 80 times the actual mitzvah. 80 times the actual mitzvah. Amazing. So points out the Brisker Rav. So that shows us that this hiddur is a different type of hiddur. This type of hiddur is not the classic hiddur mitzvah. And that answers our Dukim and Rashi. That's why Rashi says Mahadru means lahader achar mitzvahs. And it could be that that would be why the Rambam says mitzvah min amufchar, as opposed to the expression hiddur mitzvah. Now, Rabosai, I leave off with a tzorich iyun gadol this Brisker Rav. I was running around looking to see, because this Brisker Rav is such a famous Brisker Rav. I saw some of the Talmidim, I think it was in Rav Ron's shir. Rav David was saying shir today because Rav Ron is away. But I saw Rav Wiesner, I thought that it was Rav Wiesner's shir. So I ran over to Rav Wiesner, but he wasn't doing the sugi at this moment, and I couldn't find Rav David. And this has been bothering me for years and years and years. Well, let me rephrase that. This Brisker Rav I've said over for years and years and years, and thus this year when I was saying it over in Halacha for the Daily Daf, when discussing the sugya on Shabbos Chafav just a few weeks ago, I opened up the Brisker Rav just to say over the basics, say it a lot quicker. I do the whole thing in 5-7 minutes. I just looked it up, and then I said to myself, after all the years that I've said over this Brisker Rav, I don't understand it at all. Because the Chura, the Brisker Rav, is so himself, Minei Ubei. Beforehand, the Brisker Rav compared Neros Chanukah to regular Hidur Mitzvah. And then he concludes saying beautifully, that's the last, if you want to see it, it's the last paragraph, I know I'm missing something here, but you got to tell me what I'm missing. And if my Talmidim are not going to tell me, who's going to teach me? What? Remember, sir. No, you're right. The only thing is I don't want to be my Shriachim with this whole Brisker Rav. It's too basic. The things that I'm really stuck on, I go, if it's something so basic, I don't need that. Something you could help me on. You need to run to Ramadan. So, but you're right. If I'm really stuck and no one gives me the answer, we'll have to go to him. There's a Shalshelis Advar. So my question is, that the Brisker Rav concludes by saying that Hiddur Mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is for sure not the classic type of Hiddur Mitzvah, because Hiddur Mitzvah is only up until the third, and Neros Chanukah is much more. He doesn't say 80 times, he doesn't make that point, but I think that's what he's driving at. So then how could he compare it to Mila if he just got through saying that's entirely different? Unless what he means is that they're entirely different just in terms of your expenditure, but in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah, they're the same. Maybe that's what he means. But it's a little bit incongruous, the first part with the second part of the Brisker Rav. Maybe he's saying that in terms of the expenditure, it's different. Yes, that's what you want to say. Maybe that's a valid terrace. Rabosa, I want to share with you, there's a lot to say on this. I want to share with you what Reb Braunschweigel added beautifully to this Brisker Rav. That's 2 days in a row quoting from Reb Braunschweigel. This is not written up anywhere, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful point. Even though Reb Braunschweigel's yeshiva is here, you see the modern approach of salvation even in the Braunschweigel's era as well. One of the most beautiful pieces of drush that Reb Soloveitchik would elaborate on, which is a fundamental thesis of the Rambam in Sefer Amada, is the idea that we're supposed to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Latin, Reb Soloveitchik would describe imitatio Dei. To imitate, imitatio means to imitate. Dei is God. To imitate the ways of God. In other words, midos tovos is not simply that we need to have midos tovos to be functional human beings, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us a part of Him. And we're supposed to follow v'alachta v'drachah, we're supposed to follow His ways. Now, when the Rambam, what's the Makor in the Gemara for this? The answer is, it's a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base. It's another understanding of Zekei Levan Vevi. The Gemara, you have photocopied? You guys have a photocopied? Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base? No.
Yes.
You do? Beautiful. So let's see it inside. Let's take a look. You should know this Gemara. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base describes Isno Lefanav, the Sanya, 6 lines from the top, Zeke Levan Vehu, Isno Lefanav B'mitzvos, Ase Lefanav Sukkano, V'lulav Na, V'shofer Na, Tzitzis Na, Seke Torah Na. That's one part, that's one drasha. Abishol Omer Van Vehu, Habe Domelo. Abishol Darsh in that posuk that we said at Kriyas Yamsuf, An Vehu has had 2 parts, Ani V'hu. Ma Hu Chanun V'rachum, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is merciful, so too you're supposed to be merciful. Imitatio Dei. If the Rambam had to choose, now the Rambam doesn't have to choose, but if the Rambam had to choose, which of the 2 drushas did the Rambam accept? Abishol's. So Reb Braunschweigel said beautifully, it could be that the Brisker Rav's Shita, that the Rambam holds, that the Hiddur Mitzvah can't be explicated from the Maisa Mitzvah, emanates from the fact that the Rambam never paskins Talis Noah. You search the Rambam. It's very easy nowadays to search the Rambam. If you search the Rambam, look at the Ein Mishpat. The Rambam doesn't have this halacha of Isno Alefana B'mitzvahs. He doesn't quantify and qualify that as a value by itself. Hiddur Mitzvah is a value by itself. So Reb Braunschweigel wanted to say beautifully, according to our tradition from the Brisker Rav, who says that there's a separate kiyum of Hiddur Mitzvah, so they darsh in Zekei Levanat Ve'u Isno Alefana Mitzvahs, there's a separate value of Hiddur. But according to the Rambam, the Hiddur can never be explicated for the Maisa Mitzvah. How does the Rambam always describe Hiddur Mitzvah? Mitzvah Me'amuvchar! Why? Because the Rambam doesn't have a separate value of Hiddur. And the Rambam goes without a shawl. And he understands and veyu animahu mahu rachum afatar rachum. So technically, it actually worked. The longest of the Brisker Rav, Reb Braunschweigel pointed out, works out beautifully within the Pesach of the Rambam on 2 different levels. Number one, the Rambam never gives a separate halacha called Hiddur Mitzvah. And number two, the Rambam paskins like the opinion of Abishol, Anivuhu Mahu Rachum Afato Rachum. It could very well be the Rambam never darshaned a separate mitzvah called Hiddur Mitzvah. Of course, in every mitzvah, there are different levels. and there's the mitzvah min ha-mufchar. And that's what the Rambam is describing by us, by Neros Chanukah. The Rambam is describing the mitzvah min ha-mufchar. But it's not called hiddur mitzvah. So according to Rashi, it's not called hiddur mitzvah. Why? Because according to Rashi, it's not the standard hiddur mitzvah, because it doesn't have any of the rules of hiddur mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, it's not called hiddur mitzvah, because the Rambam never has hiddur mitzvah. The Rambam only has mitzvah min ha-mufchar, because the Rambam goes with mahu, and that fits into the lomdus that hiddur mitzvah, according to Rambam, can never be explicated from the ma'aseh mitzvah. The only thing now we have left to do is to deal with Rabbi Akiva Eiger's problem. We need to explain the Ashkenazim. What in the world are us Ashkenazim doing? The Rambam's beautiful. And we see the Brisker Rav was chayshish for Shitas Ramim and Halacha L'maisa. Brisker Halacha L'maisa. It's not our tradition of Halacha L'maisa. I took risk in terms of Derech HaLimud, in terms of Psak Halacha. The style of Psak and Brisk doesn't make too much sense to me. There's no one that loves Reb Chaim more than I do. So I say that. Psak is very, very hard. To be chayshish for all Shitas, you mamish go mashuga. They're choshish. What are they choshish for? You mean halacha ma'aseh? What the briskers in Yerushalayim do? What do they do? That's a good question. Do they do the Ramah or not? I bet they found a way to be choshish for all sheets. I bet. Okay, now I want to ask another question, Rabbi Osei. Now that we have the sensitivity of hiddur mitzvah, look back at the words of the Gemara. Look back at the words in our Gemara. Chafal from base. Tanner, Abonah, Mitzvah, Chanukah, Nerush, Shabbos, and Hadron, Nerush, Alech, and Hadron, Nerush, Hadron. What jumps out at you? This was Michal's point. It was a decent point. Could you recall, is the answer to another trivial question, could you recall any other place in Shas, like you know all the Shas, and like I know all the Shas? But let's make believe for a moment. It's fun to make believe. Some play. Make believe. Let's make believe we know Shas. And let's ask ourselves the following question. Is there any other place in Shas where you have Tana Rabbanon, Mitzvahs, Tefillin, Banahadrin? You know how long it takes for the Gemara to get to Hiddur when it comes to Tefillin? It's a few blot before you get to the Hiddur. When it comes to Sukkah, a few blot. Mishnayos don't even mention it. Here's Tana Rabbanon, Zabraisa, Nerush Ubeso, Hadron, right off the bat, boom! Right off the bat. So what's the pshat? What's the only kadabra? The svasem suggests, and this, I have it here if you want to photocopy. Svasem is our sugya. By the way, Rebbe say, if you really want to do the sugya well, aside from going over it, Gemara, you've shown him the Rambam well, then go over the Brisker Rav, do the Slas Emes. It's not an easy Slas Emes to read, but it's very rewarding. He's makif a tremendous amount. Says the Slas Emes the following chiddush. He says the Gemara is mechadesh, that when it says mahadrin right off the bat, that part of the actual takana was to do the mitzvah mahadrin. It wasn't that there's a mitzvah of tefillin. And then there's an extra kiyum of hiddur. Even according to the Torah and the Rambam, there was, in the original takana, was a bracha to make a bracha nerish ubeso, and a bracha to mahadrin, bracha mahadrin min mahadrin, and mamish becomes the answer to a trivia question. It's the only place that the Gemara, right off the bat, says the original takana was to do mahadrin, and the takana was to make a bracha on the mahadrin. That's what comes out. That's what Mamish comes out. It breaks all rules. But it already broke all rules. Chanukah breaks all rules. Here's where the Lomdus Mamish comes together with the Machshava. Chanukah breaks all rules. Chanukah says that you do 80 times the actual mitzvah. You don't find that anywhere. Chanukah says, according to Sassamis, you make a bracha on the hiddur. You don't find that anywhere. And that's the answer, that's the emes, la halacha, to the answer of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. The emes is that really it doesn't make sense anywhere, but Chazal were mesakin to make a bracha on hiddur according to Ashkenazim. Svardim might disagree vocally, but that's what emerges.
That's what's going to come out.
Oh, so what emerges now is that Neiros Chanukah has something unique, that in the original Takana, they made the original Takana, that it's supposed to be done with a hiddur. And the emphasis is dafka the hiddur, not the core mitzvah, but the emphasis is the hiddur. And the proof to it is that we do 80 times the actual mitzvah on the eighth night. Because there's something about Chanukah that we want specifically in regards to the hiddur. Now we segue into the Machshevas Yisrael. So Rabbi Osai, could anybody tell me why Chanukah breaks all the rules? What's the Omek HaDavar? Why should it be so? It doesn't make any sense. Anything. What would the Svara be? By the way, I'll give you a hint. I answered the question already. I answered the question already in our last few days.
They could have done it
with the Yevon anyway. That's already. It might be connected, but that's already very.
They could have done it with
that's heavy, that's big.
It's the Chag of Torah Sheval Peh. We never be able to shabbat like this through the Klaal and the Halacha.
That's already. That's real Drush. I want to say Mineu Bey.
They did it.
Oh. The Beis Halev in the Chiddush Erim say, we spoke about this. I alluded to this. On Charles Shudis, I wanted to say over the whole thing. I wanted to say over the brisker of this, but I held myself back. That's why, if you remember, Charles Shudis, I treated myself three times. I said, I want to share with you two simple ideas. So I had to say, I was reminding myself, Chaim, keep it simple. So that's why I was talking to myself when I said, on Charles Shudis, I want to share with you simple ideas. So now the simple idea, you see the omic of the simple idea. Beis Halev and the Chiddush Erim ask, when it comes to the Nes of Pach Hashem, it shouldn't have happened at all. We have a rule to Motor B'tzibur. That the halacha is that if all the Kelim are Tameh, it's Motor B'tzibur. Or another Kash, as we pointed out, that the wicks could have been made much thinner. The wicks could have been made much thinner. Dilute the oil. So what do we say? What the Machsheves Yisrael says? Because the Avodah had stopped in the Migdash, and if there's a time that there's a break in the Avodah, and Chas v'Chalila, there's a terrible risk that if you're going to compromise, then you lose what the Avodah that you do is supposed to be. V'amevin Yavin, there's a Medrash Halacha, the Tarshins, V'anveihu, is referring to the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'amevin Yavin. If you want on YU Torah, a few years ago when I was in YU, I took this in a different direction. I spoke about Hiddur and the Migdash Dafka. That's why in your mind, Mekomos, you had a few things about Hiddur and Migdash. You chased that down, you listen. But now we're not talking about that. Let's just talk about Neiros Chanukah itself. The Nes HaChanukah. The Nes HaChanukah happened, as that Balas Tshuva said so beautifully, because we didn't compromise. And there are times that we need to, that there is a halacha l'chatchilim b'di'evet. But if the Shalshelas HaMesorah of the way the ideal Avodah is at risk to be entirely forgotten, then we don't rely on the Hiddur B'tzibur. And then you have to do everything being Dura. And as she said, if you compromise, the miracles won't happen. If a person wants to be Davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a time that he says that even though B'di'evet this is acceptable, and you need Chachma to know when you go with the L'chatchila, when you go with the B'di'evet, that requires a lot of Chachma. The Chashmonaim decided this is one of the times that we can't compromise on the Hiddur, because if we compromise on the Hiddur now, it'll be lost forever. And so Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hiddur, not the Hiddur of Kater Kula. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hiddur, of Mesiris Nefesh for Hiddur. That's what Chanukah is all about. And that's why Svasemis writes, not Svasemis al Torah, don't get me wrong, Svasemis al Shas. That's where Svasemis al Shas writes that there's a special bracha that was instituted, dafka, for the Hiddur of Ner Chanukah, and it breaks all rules. And that's the answer to Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. Kach tiknu chachamim, that this is the exception to the rule, the only place that I'm aware of in Kol HaTorah Kula, they have a bracha on the Hiddur Mitzvah. Rav Nevenzahl Shlita has a beautiful vart. He points out that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Adaf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us something really interesting. The Gemara there is talking about the Tzura of the Menorah. So the Gemara over there says that don't be confused about the Chashmonaim's Menorah. Chashmonaim's Menorah was made of wood, says Rashi. Why? Because the Yevanim, not only did they defile the oil, they also defiled the Kelim of the Mikdash. So Nevenzahl asks a beautiful kasha. We always hear about the fact that they didn't compromise the Pach HaShemen, and they didn't rely on Tumot Rav Tzibur. Yet they compromised the menorah. They weren't mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a miracle for the menorah. They used the simple wooden menorah. So Rav Nevenzahl says like this. He says, the core of the Avodah of the Mikdash was not the chitzonius of the kelim. The core of the Avodah in the Mikdash was the ner itself, kiner Hashem nishmas Adam. That was the core of the Avodah in the Mikdash. That fits in beautifully to the yisod that Rav Branch people said from the Brisker Rav. Hiddur mitzvah is not something that's outside. It's not chitzon. The kelim have a value by itself as a kli. But in terms of maisa mitzvah of hadlaka, one of the boys asked me on Matzoy Shabbos as I was leaving, he said, Rebbe, I forgot to get a menorah. Is it okay? Could I light just? He showed me these glasses without a menorah. Meikar Dedina, there is a Shari Tshuva that quotes some achron, maybe that seems to be not that way. But aside from that achron, there's no makar to even need a menorah itself. Why? Because the avoda of Chanukah is where a person doesn't focus on the hiddur outside of the mitzvah. It's the hiddur of the pnimius of the pnimius. It's the oil has to be pure. The wicks have to be pure. The maisa hadlaka can't be compromised. The ner Hashem nishmas adam can't be compromised. Ki ner mitzvah v'tayra or can't be compromised. But Rabosai, the concept of hiddur that comes from the secular world, that concept of beauty, the Rambam is so scared of a hiddur becoming outside of the spiritual definition of hiddur, that what the Rambam does is the Rambam says that when it comes to the Maisa Mitzvah has to be directly related to the hiddur. And that's what Rebbe pointed out. Why, when you have the wooden menorah wasn't the problem. What was the problem? The problem was dafka, the oil. Because the hiddur that we talk about is hiddur in a mitzvah. And the world's definition of the aesthetic, keep it in mind what we spoke about last night, the world's definition of the aesthetic is not necessarily our definition of aesthetic. And that becomes the machlokas with Yavon. The machlokas with Yavon is that whose definition of hiddur is it going to be? Is it going to be the physical definition of beauty? Or is there something lamala? Is there a number 8 that's above that? That's a definition of yofi. There's yafifusa shal yefes ba'al reshem, but the hiddur mitzvah can't be explicated from the maisa mitzvah. So Rambam goes so far as saying that you could never have the hiddur removed from the maisa mitzvah. The Torah will say, no, you can have hiddur by itself. But that's only the hiddur of Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, Rabosai, that this yisod in Lamdus, the yisod of the Rambam, that the hiddur mitzvah is part and parcel of the maisa mitzvah, is the way in which we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. When a person looks at something that's beautiful, does he see it as a value by itself? That's Yovan's definition, a value by itself, an objective beauty that doesn't have a pnimius. Or do we see every single part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world with the Pnimius HaTorah? Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rambam holds, that you can't even remove Hiddur Mitzvah from the Matzah Mitzvah at all. Ad Kedei Kach, that Rebbe Shlita pointed out, that when it comes to the whole struggle of the Nesa Pach HaShem, it had nothing to do with the Yofi of the menorah, only the Yofi of the oil and the wicks. Why? Because the Avodah of Chanukah is to strip away
the chitzonius, and to get to the pnimius and avodas Hashem. Be'ezu Hashem, we should be zochah to next, use the next few days. That even though they're included in it is going out, and the person having what we describe bitulo zei kiyumo, to make sure that that avoda maintains every single part of the pnimius haTorah, and that when a person goes out and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, he sees not only the hidur, but the pnimi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ruchni of everything, and with that, Be'ezer Hashem will be zocha to capture the messages of Chanukah.